The attack is a result of Turkey's diplomatic feud with Germany and the Netherlands. Professor Humayun Zafar teaches cybersecurity at Kennesaw State University. Zafar says the swastikas and Turkish phrases shown in the tweets made it clear the tweets didn't come from Atlanta police.
But if it was something close to home, it's up to the various agencies to basically somehow verify and inform the folks if something is real or something is not.
An APD spokesperson says the department is taking additional steps to protect its social media accounts. The hack appears to have been the result of a weakness in a third-party social media management program, Twitter Counter, based in the Netherlands. APD says it doesn't use Twitter Counter now, but it did in the past. For WABE News, I'm Miranda Hawkins.